Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How many of you really want to start singing that song when he starts? Anyway, hey, Joe Messina, half of the family, half of the team, Messina. Tammy is doing family stuff, as she always does. But for me, Tammy, and the rest of the team here, the rest of the family, we want to wish your family, want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate. And we celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christ. We believe in the birth of Christ. We believe that this is what this holiday is all about. Not about how much you can buy somebody or how much they buy you. They get you the right gift. Did you get them the right gift, the right color, what have you? It should be a time of, I don't know, reconnecting with family. That's the whole thing when God sends Christ, so we can reconnect with his family. Anyway, I appreciate you. I know Tammy appreciates you. We appreciate the support you've given us and the time that you've spent with us over the years. We are going to be gone, or I'm going to be gone. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll be back the day after. I put together some shows. I put together some segments. I hope you enjoy. I know I've enjoyed them over the past, and some new stuff. And so enjoy. Maybe it's a way for you to get other people to connect with the show. We're not doing any politics over the next 2 days. This is it. This is what you get. Again, I am Joe Messina. God bless you guys. We love you. We care about you. We want to thank you for being loyal supporters. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Send me an email, Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Overeat. Over-enjoy your family, and truly, truly have a blessed Christmas.
Welcome back to another section of Saving right here at Real Estate. Hey, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Like I said, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. You know, we all know that, you know, that has become a classic movie among the young people. Not me. I know there are some guys my age. What was that? It was a Christmas movie. Not a Christmas Carol, but a Christmas movie. How long before even the loons start, you know, taking the words out? You know how they take out the words? I know, I've already started, huh? I've already started in on you, haven't I? Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it is you celebrate, may you have a happy one. I celebrate Christmas, so Merry Christmas. And as I said before, I believe this season belongs to Christmas. I'll explain that in a minute. But that scene where in a Christmas movie where, what is his name, little Ronnie, whatever his name is, and he's asking for the gun, right, the BB gun. And Santa's like, you're out of your mind, you poke your eye out. Nobody ever said that to me. Yeah, my grandmother said if I ran around with scissors or something like that, poke my eye out, or throw rocks, you poke your eye out. Although I can't tell you that in my 57 years of life, I don't know anybody who poked their eye out. And I knew some pretty wax people in my life, so can't help you there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Hey, I get Christmas too. You know, I am supposed to take a vacation also. Now, even though I will stop into the studio in the morning and do a couple of opening pieces, opening salvos, if you would. There'll be segments in the show that were pre-recorded. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, some of you won't agree with what I believe, which is I believe that Christmas is under assault. And I don't think Trump is going to change that quickly. I think we have to change it. You know, it's really funny. Before Mr. Trump got in office, right, all we heard from the right, people on the right, was how it was, not that it was over, not that life was over. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean by this. You know, it wasn't worth fighting this stuff. We couldn't win. Right, none of that stuff would work for us. And now I'm saying to you, now that he's in office, we're now starting to hear from some people that, hey, you know, it feels different. I actually feel okay saying Merry Christmas. Although, you know what really stinks about that is you should have always felt okay about it. What do you care? Or what? Why? What? Why? Whatever. Why do you care about what people say? Right? When it comes to stuff like that, I want you to open your mouth. I want you to come out and say what you feel about things. This is just so wrong in so many ways. And I don't know, I gotta tell you, I do not know why you let them get away with it. Yes, you let them get away with it. You know what I'm saying? And I do, whether you believe it or not, I really do believe, or I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I hope you're learning something from what you hear from me. I don't want to just be the guy, the spokeshole, you know? I don't want to be the guy that's just talking the talk, hoping you get it. Let's see what happens. Now, I'm not into all of that. What I'm into is you understanding what Christmas is all about. You understand what your freedom is all about. Now, yes, you have a right not to hear me say Merry Christmas. But open your mouth and say something ahead of time. Don't try to make me feel bad because I celebrate Christmas and want you to be part of the holiday. That would be so terrible, right? Let's hit on why it's Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you've got a heart and you've got an understanding, you have to understand that when somebody says in most cases, I won't say in every, but you have to understand in most cases, they're wishing you a joyous season. Right? You know, most Christians understand and know that when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about peace on earth, goodwill towards men. What's so bad about that? How is that so terrible? Remember, for a Christian, the birth of Christ is the beginning of salvation. It's the beginning of your ability to spend eternity in heaven. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's not what I'm trying to push here. This is not the point. The point I'm trying to make is I'm wishing you good, whatever you want to call it, good tidings, happiness, health for your family, health for you. Where does that go sideways? How does that get wrong? I'm serious. At what point does that become nasty? You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm not going to get political, but, you know, it is Christmas, and I know plenty of other holidays get pushed in or lumped along with. I don't even care what you want to call it, but you don't have that right. I mean, you can celebrate whatever you want to, but don't try to take Christmas away from us. I mean, again, it's Christmas. I say Merry Christmas to you guys. Send out your Christmas cards. I actually got me an atheist card. No, really, I got a couple of them to send out. I'll tell you what, if you ever send me a Christmas card, it needs to say Merry Christmas, because if it says Happy Holidays, my wife will tell you it ends up in the trash. I don't even hang it. Please enjoy this non-denominational winter scene, you heathen. Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Merry Christmas. Oh, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
But the fire is...
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't know. No comment.
Like the old 60s movies, Mary is kind of like swaying and there's smoke moving around the room. You know what? Come on, that's why I call it the real side, right? Because we don't play those little games. Right? I'm sure many of you listening did inhale, if you know what I mean. It's a joke. Lighten up, it's a joke. Have some fun with it, people. All right? I mean, seriously. Excuse me, don't get stupid on me here. We're going to have some fun. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Whether you celebrate it or not, I say Merry Christmas to you. And because I care about you, not because I don't care about you. You know, I know some of you think that when somebody wishes you a Merry Christmas, they're being nasty. Right? They don't care about your feelings. Yeah. I'd have to tell you, not true. And you're just being an idiot. Seriously. So, again, Merry Christmas to you, if that's what you celebrate.
I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website. I'd like to get your email address. I don't send out junk. I do send out information every week, right? An email that lets you know what's going on in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. And that's cool, right? That's good. Not a bad thing. But I can't send it to you if you don't give me your email address. So send me your email address. Also, again, I'm going to plug this because I want you to get this. I want you to buy the book. You know, end of the new year. It's some great reading for the new year. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, let me get back to it. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? I'm not asking you for your preference. I'm telling you what your preference should be. Look, here's the thing. If 80% of the country says that they subscribe to God, that they believe in this, right? Then why wouldn't they follow it up with a Merry Christmas? See, I don't know if people are still sold out to what they believe. Right? And I say Merry Christmas. For me, it's that simple. If you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then Happy Kwanzaa, which is kind of weird. Not making fun of my African-American friends, but remember something. The Kwanzaa is not a spiritual enrichment. It's not a religious thing. It's not like you're making a connection with your, you know, what some Native Americans used to call you, your animal guide or whatever. No, this was simply a professor, after the Watts riots, decided to celebrate Kwanzaa to bring the African-American community together. So it's pigeonholed to just for the African-American community to just bring them together. And I'll bet you a lot of them don't even know what it is. Back in the mid-60s. And let's not forget Saturnalia. That's right. That's that ancient Roman festival. It honors the deity known as Saturn. It was originally held on December 17th. Later, because the partying didn't seem to want to stop, they pushed it out to the 23rd. Yeah, it was a party holiday. It was kind of like that God wanted you to do everything you could do immoral in a very short period of time, in a 24-hour period. Right? Get it out of your system coming into the end of the year. That's kind of where they were at. So again, Saturnalia, an ancient Roman festival honoring the deity known as Saturn. And again, it started on the 17th, and then they put it on the 23rd. Pagans celebrate Yule. It marks the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, where the sun appears to be reborn because it seems to hang out a little longer. Right? Yule. Think about that. You have Christians celebrating, hey, welcome to the Yuletide season. Well, it's not for you. Christians can't celebrate a winter solstice any more than a Muslim can celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior. So, if a Muslim is celebrating Christmas, I mean, let's just be honest about it. If a Muslim is celebrating Christmas, celebrating the birth of the Savior, as such, then they're not really sold out to what they believe. Now, I'm not talking about the warring portion of it. I don't mean that at all. But they're not supposed to hold anybody above Muhammad or above God. And they would be doing that by honoring Jesus. And not, again, not as a prophet. Because we don't celebrate his birth as a prophet. We celebrate his birth as the Son of God, God in the flesh, the God that came to take our sins away, okay? That's what a Christian celebrates. So how a Christian works or wiggles Yuletide in there, or the Yule season, which is a pagan holiday, don't know how they do that. Right? In Japan, they celebrate Omisoko, Omisoka. It's and I'm doing that because I actually heard somebody say it, so it's kind of a horror. It's known as the big cleaning, right? You get your house in order. You get your life cleaned up by December 31st, which kind of falls in line with that pagan Yule day, doesn't it? I'm sorry, with the Saturnalia day. Yeah, they're all confusing me. Yeah, I'll just, whatever. You got to get your house in order, right? And then there's Boxing Day, most celebrated in England, though it has many explanations, the two most prevalent are that it's a bring your gift back day. Or let the hired help take off day. That's right. In the very hotty-totty rich areas, you say they let the help have the day off. Day after Christmas. So they can be with their families. Isn't that nice of them? The day after Christmas, they can be with their families. Because the rich people couldn't take care of themselves for one day. They couldn't pick up the wrapping paper. Couldn't make their own coffee. Couldn't make breakfast. Couldn't do any of that on their own. And I almost forgot to further mock religious people. Festivus was created. Yeah, on Seinfeld as a joke. It was more like a happy grievance day. But some people actually, because it was so long ago, some people actually believe this is a real holiday. I would like to see Jesse Waters or Mark Dice go out and say, hey, which one do you celebrate? Do you celebrate Festivus and why? I would love to do that kind of thing. I think it would be hilarious. Right? And you might be pounded away and me say, hey, Joe, you know, okay, you made your point. Knock it off. Stupid now. But actually, it's not. Right? People say there's many holidays in December. That's why we say happy holidays. No, you don't. You don't give in. Right? You don't give in. I don't think you do. You don't have to be nasty. So let's say I follow your logic, right? That the busiest month, that you know, all these holidays are in the month, and we're just trying to make sure everybody gets included, and, you know, nobody wants to run down the whole list of holidays. Okay, that's fine. I'm good with all of that. Then let's go through the months and figure out which one actually it would be most apropos to say happy holidays in. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you which one would be the most apropos one to say happy holidays in. I know we have so many months that have multiple holidays, multiple this one. Look at February. You got a boatload of holidays in February. You got a boatload of holidays in, you know, go down June, July, coming in back into the school year, if you would. I mean, come on. Cut me some slack here. Can we just have an honest conversation? You'll get my point. Oh, you really will. You may not like it, but you'll get my point. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Republicans are blocking an attempt by the House to pass the $2,000 stimulus checks President Trump wants. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried to pass an amendment doing just that today, but the unanimous consent request required the approval of the Republican caucus. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not give it. Republicans in the Senate, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, want the bill passed that will get Americans $600 ASAP.
Let's pass this. Let's get this signed. Let's get this into law. And we can have an ongoing discussion about whether there should be additional direct payments or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Pelosi saying a full House vote will take place Monday regarding those $2,000 direct payments. AAA projecting about 85 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year. Listen, I will be back. I'm going to go through and pick some good recordings for you. I'm going to actually do not live, but I'll do some pre-recorded stuff in the mornings for you. And that way there, when you hear the show, the first few minutes will always be a current event, if you would. But I will pick some topics you'll be very happy with. Seriously. I'll do my best, anyway. But I deserve a vacation, too, and I'm going to take it next week. I'll be around. You might see me popping in and out of the studio while the show's on. But other than that, and some of you really get a kick out of seeing that. I don't know why. I don't get it. I don't have to get it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head up to the website. You know why? Or Amazon. I don't care. Pick one. I want you to go ahead and order my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'll throw it down for those of you who aren't too bright. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. You'll enjoy the book. I'm sure you'll have a good time with it. Anyway, I want to get right back to this, and I don't care if I teed you off. And if you missed the gist of the whole thing, you know what? I'm not that teacher that goes back, oh, Johnny just walked into the class. Let's start all over again. No, Johnny was late. Too bad. Deal with it. You can go back and get the rest of this later on. So, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year? Which one? Which one makes you happier? Well, here's the deal. If you're a Christian, the only one that should make you happy, don't give me that garbage that Christ is still Christ, whether I say Happy Merry Christmas or not. Well, that's true. But honor is no longer honor. If you have a relative that's been in the armed services and they made general or major general, whatever it is, for you to belittle that title, for you to take that away from them, it's not right. It's demeaning. If you're celebrating the birth of Christ, then it's Christmas. If you're a Christian that's celebrating Tree Day, then say Happy Holidays. That's fine. If you're a Christian that's celebrating the guy in the fat guy in the red suit, then you can go ahead and also you can call it Happy St. Nick Day or something. But don't call it Christmas without having Christ involved in it. Now, you Happy Holiday freaks, let's say I follow your logic. I don't, but let's say I do. And I asked you before the break, I said, go look and see who has the most amount of holidays or what month has the most amount of holidays that you can call. You know what month it is? It's February. So when you, for all of you who deplore religious affiliation, then you better not celebrate Valentine's Day, because Valentine's is named after St. Valentine. He was a Catholic priest. Look it up. So you atheists that want nothing to do with Christmas, religion, huh? You better knock off the Valentine. That's ours. It's really that simple. Look it up. I think you'd be surprised at the story of St. Valentine and what he did. Now, along with Valentine's Day comes Groundhog Day. Let's not forget that. Carnival, which is celebrated in Brazil, which is really, you know, if you're a pagan, that's a great, even though it's a, even though they try to line it up with a Christian holiday. It's like the no-holds-barred, every-sin-gets-absolved day. You can do anything you want with your neighbor's wife or anybody else for that matter, and it's okay. Then there's the Chinese New Year, Mardi Gras, which is a takeoff on Carnival, which is what it really is. It's really a carnival, not a carnival. Ash Wednesday, that's where the Catholics get the little dot in the middle of their forehead for the day, and you're not allowed to touch it. I don't know what happens if you do, but you're not allowed to touch it. Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday, Canada's National Flag Day. It'd be great if we had a National Flag Day. We do have a flag day, but most people fly the Mexican flag because it's illegal to put up the American flag because somebody will get mad at you. Your homeowners association will sue you. And then there's Mexican Constitution Day, which is, I don't understand it. Do they celebrate the American Constitution Day in Mexico? Or anywhere else for that matter? Why do we even mention it? So you pretty much have a holiday every other day in February. So here's what I'd like you to try. And please write me. Let me know. Don't blame me for it, but write me. I want to know how this goes down for you. I want you, when you're out with your honey at the nice restaurant, which I hope you take her to, right, you're out with your honey, and you go to the nice restaurant, and you're pulling out the jewelry or the flowers or the candy or whatever it is that you, whatever your tradition for Valentine's Day is. I want you to look her in the eyes, deep in the eyes, and go, honey, happy holidays. Because then when you wake up from your coma, I want to know how it all went down after that, how it really felt. I'm just following your logic. You guys that don't want to say happy holidays because you want to be all-inclusive, well, don't you want to be inclusive on Valentine's Day, too? Or in February? Wouldn't your logic follow all the way through? I'm just asking. I don't have any answers for you. I'm simply asking a question. So, if you're really going to be honest about this stuff, you have to follow it all the way through. So let's get down to the reason. And again, for you, you yo-hos, you, whether you're Christians or not, and you're going to get on my case, go, okay, we all know Jesus wasn't born in December. No kidding. No kidding. You know, my mother's birthday for years, we celebrated on June 15th. And for years, we made the cake on June 15th. We got her the presents on June 15th. And then we found out, because she was born in a little village in Italy that had been bombed during the war. Then somewhere down the road, we found out, well, she wasn't actually born on June 15th. She was born on June 6th. Does that mean that none of her birthdays, well, see, I know she'd love this, but none of the birthdays before that mattered? They weren't honoring to her because they weren't on her birthday. Does she get to give back all those birthdays? Does she have to give us back all those gifts? That's what I'd like to know, that, because that could put some money in my pocket. See what I mean? We make such a big deal about the day. The day doesn't mean anything. You Christians, it's not the day. Okay, so we know it wasn't December 25th because just blatantly, the shepherds aren't going to be up in the fields, you know, knee-high in snow looking for white sheep, right? Not going to happen. But they were. They were out tending the flock in the fields. So some people feel it was probably close to the, you know, end of August, September, beginning of October, right in that time. I don't care. Pick a day, let's celebrate his birthday. How's that? It's really that simple for me. Now, the Catholic community, now known as the, at the time, I don't believe they were known as Catholic Church. We call it the Catholic Church now. They lined it up with the festivities of the Roman holiday, Saturnalia. Remember that one? And they did that for a reason, because they thought that by lining up some of the Christian, quote-unquote, holidays with the more pagan holidays, they would bring people in by showing them, hey, we can have a good time too. And being able to speak to what Christianity was all about, what Jesus Christ was all about.
By the way, if you're one of those people that can't stand religion, then you might want to change the station now. Or put it on mute, something like that, or whatever. Now, Christmas was first celebrated by the Roman Emperor Constantine in 336, and then later Pope Julius made it official. So, I don't know how you make it official other than, yeah, we're going to celebrate Christmas, I don't know. Nowhere in the Holy Text, though, does it call for, you know, trees, stockings, presents, garlands, lights, tinsel, fat men in red suits. It doesn't call for any of that. Right, so all those things were traditions that were added by different groups, different ethnicities, different cultures, which is fine. Side note here, too, by the way, Jesus wasn't white, people. Do your homework. Jesus was not a white man. He was not a black man either, but he was not a white man. Somewhere in the middle. He was a Jew. Okay? Think about it. What did the Jews of the day look like? What was their skin color? Where were they living? Anyway, that's a story for another day. So, you know, we humans, as we do with everything, we got to screw everything up, don't we? We play with it. We make it better so we think. We added all that stuff, including credit card debt, more gifts, bigger trees, until finally you choke under the weight of Christmas debt. Or actually, I should have wrote, we choke under the weight of Christmas cheer. We took something so simple, so joyous, so amazing, we made it into a commercial nightmare. I should have wrote, we choke under the weight. Jesus came to make us free, like the Bible says. And as Christians believe, then we don't understand freedom. We put ourselves in so much bondage that about the time we make that last payment on the credit card or the debt for the prior year, we go right back into it again. If Jesus is given to us as the perfect gift, then why do we spend all our hard-earned money looking for that perfect gift? You know, for family members and all that other stuff. Yeah, I'm not trying to get preachy on you, but you know what I mean. So Christmas was not celebrated in America. Christmas was not celebrated, you know, in America when at first because it was considered too decadent by the Puritans who escaped England. But guess what we got to do? We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Heat up your eggnog, and really, seriously, I want you to get in the Christmas mood, because it's got so much more coming up in just the next few minutes. Ready? Everybody up and singing.
Dreaming out of life.
Unless you're in Hawaii.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the trees are, and children.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Mm-hmm.
KRGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Natives are restless. They want you to stop saying happy holidays.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. But again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Christmas versus happy holidays. I know some of you go, oh, come on, knock it off. No, I won't knock it off. I'm tired. I do this every year. Every year I go off on this tangent. I know some of you don't give a hoot. See, I kept it clean. Right? You don't care what it is. As long as you get the turkey, the lasagna, the pasta, the gold watch you want, whatever it is you want. As long as you get all that stuff, you're a happy camper, right? But for Christians, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than the tree, the presents, the whatever, whatever. And you're in all the tradition. I got it. And I'm not asking you to change your ways overnight to become a total purist when it comes to Christmas. This is not what I mean. But you should at least know why and what you're celebrating. You should know that Yule, the Yuletide log, has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. Absolutely nothing to do with your Christian atmosphere. Or your Christian whatever. Now, Christmas was not celebrated in America in the early days because it was considered too decadent. The Puritans got away from all the decadence of Christmas in England. And England had its ups and downs for Christmas. Go read the history on that.
it had gotten so out of control in England as far as spending and such, it was actually canceled for a period of time until King Charles II came into power and he brought it back. Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston, but celebrated in Jamestown without incident, as reported by the settlers. Christmas had many ups and downs in America since day one, because through the years, we forgot what the day is about. We forgot what the day was about. So all the traditions that we find at Christmas, you know, no real basis in the Bible, except one, the birth of Christ. I'm telling you, the tree, the fat man in the red suit, the reindeers, the chimney, the presents under the tree. You know, it's one thing if we sat around and exchanged a gift or two to each other because of the love that we have for each other. You know what I'm saying? But to sit there and exchange gifts and run up credit cards because it's the expected thing to do, I find repulsive. And don't give me that holier than now.
I don't know what's talking about, Joe. I buy gifts for all 27 members of my family, charge up all my credit cards, go into debt, give up things because I love them so much.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So all of those things have no basis in the Bible whatsoever. So when you're talking to your friends and you're celebrating Christmas, then celebrate Christmas. Now, if you want to say, although, or this other stuff isn't in Christmas, but we do it because we think it shows the love. We think, you know, putting gifts under the trees for our friends and what have you, and having a get-together and exchanging presents just shows how much we care about each other. And, you know, God gave us a gift, and I want to give a gift to other people. I asked my granddaughter today, I said, hey, she talked about the gifts, and it was Jesus' birthday. And I said, okay, so on your birthday, you're going to give me a gift? Why would I give you a gift on my birthday? He said, well, that's what we're doing here. It's Jesus' birthday, and we're giving each other gifts. What about Jesus? Where does he fit in all of this? Which led to a pretty cool little conversation. So when you say, well, before I get to that, can we be in agreement here? Right? Now, celebrating Christmas, you put up the nativity scene, that's all great. All the other traditions have been brought in by different cultures, groups. Now, it adds to the original meaning. I get it. You're kind of making it your own. I mean, if you have a nativity scene, well, I shouldn't say that. If you're celebrating Christmas in a traditional way in Hawaii, it might be on the beach. I'm sure Jesus wasn't hanging out on the beach when he was born. But it's what makes it your own. In New England, it's around the snow. It's playing in the snow. I get it. That's not the part I'm talking about. Those are fringe items, and that's cool. As long as we stick with the main meaning of Christmas, whether you're a Christian or not, simply in the use of the word Christmas, Christ Mass, you're celebrating the birth of Christ. That is the only thing that Christmas is truly about, is the birth of Jesus Christ as the Savior for the world to keep us from having to go to hell. Really, that simple. So when you say, what difference does it make to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas? To a Christian, it should be a major deal, whether you say it or not. It doesn't change Christmas, I get that. That's what my Christian friends keep saying. Because it's still all about Christ. But you take something away from us. You take something away from me when you belittle a holiday I believe so much in. When you belittle something that I cherish so much. Without the birth of Christ, it is just another holiday. It's Tree Day. It's Fat Man in a Red Suit Day. It's Gift Exchange Day. It's Tinsel Day. It's Elf Day. It is just another day. And you know what? I got enough other days. I don't need to deal with this other day. If you're Jewish, then let me honor you with Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then you have a joyous Kwanzaa. If you celebrate nothing, then have a wonderful nothing. Any holiday you celebrate, please. But let's be clear about something. Doesn't matter what you believe. You can believe that you can breathe at the bottom of a swimming pool without any apparatus, just through your lungs. It doesn't make it real, and I think you'll find out hard and fast how real it isn't if you try to do it. In the same token, you cannot have Christmas without Christ. You can't. It's impossible. You can have a holiday. Again, I say you can have Gift Exchange Day, whatever you want to call it. You cannot call it Christmas and take Christ out of it.
So Merry Christmas, and may you come to know Jesus as I have, and I mean that sincerely. And no matter what your belief system you've chosen, may your family be healthy and happy. See, I'm not going to get political with you, but think about something here. I prefer you be a Christian, but if you're not, I still want you to have a healthy and happy life. I still want your kids to be healthy. I still want you to enjoy the life in this country, in this free America. Right? And again, I don't care what you believe. I know some of you won't agree with me, even Muslims. Yes, even Muslims. Because unlike some of you, like Catholics, come on, guys, there are Catholics and Christians that you constantly defend that couldn't tell you where a book in the Bible was. They could tell you the Bible was the Word of God, but they couldn't tell you where anything was. They couldn't even recognize some familiar scriptures. I believe that of all religions. There are all religions of people who grow up as a Muslim, they grow up as a Catholic, they grow up as a Christian, they grow up as a Jew, couldn't really tell you anything about their religious belief. Nothing. They have to go on certain days of the year, and that's all they know, and they think that that's going to get them into heaven, and that's all there is to it. Doesn't work that way. So again, I don't care what you believe. And you know what I mean by that. I don't have to get that specific, right? I do not care what you believe. I want you to be healthy. I want your family to be healthy. I want your business to thrive. I want you to show other people the love and the opportunity that you got from being in this country up until the last 8 years. But again, Christmas, for me, is about Jesus Christ. It's about the love of God. It's about what God gave us to be able to know Him, to be able to love Him, and enjoy Him. And Xander Gibson's dreaming the next hour. But, you know, for my family to yours, we're going through a lot. Not my family. I mean, we're going through a lot as a country. We're going through a lot as a society. We're going through a lot as a people. And please, get your information straight. Please, please, please. And make sure that as you spew these things on Facebook or Twitter or however you're getting the message out, make sure you've done your homework and you honestly know what you're talking about. Make sure you're not just spewing Republican talking lines, Democrat talking lines, Green Party talking lines. I can go down the list. Just because your party says it doesn't in any way, shape, manner, or form make it true, right? Not at all. So stick with it. Stick with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. Read the articles we put up there. I got people up there. I got people. I got people. You got people? I got people. I got writers up there that they go out of their way to write stories. We have a writer that's actually in Egypt in that area, right? We got that talks about the things today that's going on in Egypt and Israel and the Middle East, and we've got a writer in Israel writes about what's going on. So encourage them. You don't agree with them? Tell them you don't agree with them. If you agree with them, tell them great job, but do something. If you're tired of Christmas shows, then maybe this is not the one for you tonight. No, seriously, I'm not joking, I'm not fun, I'm not playing around. We're dealing with issues at Christmas. We're talking about a continued war on Christmas. And not in a negative way, just kind of how you can push back and fight and be part of it. I want you to be part of it. I want you to be part of the solution, okay? And I really do. So, you know, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, talk to your loved ones. Make sure that people know truly what the meaning of the day is. You know, not just the gifts and the food and all that other happy stuff, but there's so much more to it. There's so much more to Christmas than just giving gifts to each other. There's a true story behind Christmas that we all need to be aware of, we all need to be part of, and we not all need to be understood. And then maybe we, again, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. What is so bad about that? You know what I'm saying?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
We'll be right back.